Don't sit there with that. All right. Y'all thought I didn't have no Bible, don't you? Because, see, I want to bring this thing down. This may wind up being three messages. Watch this, watch this. See, because we recognize when we rehearsing and we reverse this thing, we find ourselves in the will of God. See, because Kadesh Barnea was lost opportunities. Every time you do not do what you're supposed to do, you lose an opportunity to do it. The circumstance didn't come to destroy you. Some of them came to move you. Because outside of the circumstances, you wasn't moving. So God bring the storm so he could get you in position to move you. Amen. Now watch this. Go to 2 Kings. Oh, help us, Lord. Second Kings chapter 2. See, when they was dealing with the waters of Myra, they were dealing with their bitterness. But now bitterness just don't come in disappointment. Amen. Bitterness comes, it's an attitude too. You ever talk to a bitter person? I mean, when you're talking to them, it's like thorns and knives, and they got teeth, you know, with fangs on them. You say hello and it's You know, you say something and it's just always a grab. They're always dissatisfied. What did I do? I said hello. I even had something, but they so that they, come on somebody. So now watch this. I'm trying to go somewhere. See, the Passover, when they was going through the waters of Myra, the Passover back then was indicative of the salvation. They would go into the Passover, and this is where you identify the atonement, where Jesus Christ died, and then as a result of that, I'm atoned, meaning my penalties have been paid. My debt is paid in full. Somebody had to pay for sin. So Jesus became the atonement, the propitiation for us, that you don't have to pay for it. Amen? But now watch this. This is how they did it in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, we're up under what we call salvation. So we got saved. How many of y'all saved? But now watch this. What does salvation, what does save mean? Because see, if it only means I'm going to heaven and I ain't went nowhere, and I plan on living another 40, 50, 60 years, what's up with me? See, salvation was bigger than heaven. That was a part of the eternal abode, is a part of the package. But there's also healing in there. There's also deliverance in there. There's also perseverance in there. There's also soundness of mind in there. See, all this came with my salvation packet. But all I know about is heaven. So I'm looking at heaven and trying to work these rules down here on earth. But watch this. I told you when we started, great faith can't get you nothing unless grace gave it to you. So salvation's package had grace in it, and the grace was healing for your body. Grace also had in it, you get perseverance. How do you think you still look good like you do if the Lord wasn't preserving you? You think he ain't preserving you? Go make a trip back home. And you be like, salt it up. Because good God Almighty, some of them folks look like they ain't seen some salt. We're not condemning them. But they're not preserved. They're not kept. Because sin make you ugly. Well, I can tell when you done slipped and dipped. Because you start coming, you're looking crooked a little bit. You was all right when you left. Everything was in place. You know what I'm saying? You come back and you're like this. And you're trying to talk to me. I say, straighten up. See, because I understand what it looked like when you done dip. All right. I know when you get a little stank on you. You start looking sheepish. I can't get the same smile I got last week. It take two or three of them little, Because you ain't feeling like you used to. I'm feeling a little sick up in here. Is that all right, man of God? Yeah. See, we can get a little sick. Oh, don't think you don't get sick, not. Some of y'all think you hide it because, you dress it up, straighten it up, spray it up real good, got 5 packs of bubble gum. You don't think I know. I used to chew bubble gum, too. Come on, y'all. I ain't just got here. I just let it go because we growing up. But don't you think I don't know? Because I have Melvin at the door searching you all the way down. Where that? So, but what God is saying, I'm trying to preserve you. See, you know why we doing real good? You should be shouting. I ain't got to tell nobody about giving and come to church. Let the devil get at you. You be here at 10 o'clock at night trying to get here on Sunday morning. See, we got the wrong mentality. I got to beg you to get right. No, I don't. I got to lock that door and don't let you get in. Because there's a real devil out there, y'all. And your past love to come to your future and hinder your present. You know what I'm saying? Your present and deal with your future. That's why we've been kept good. We look good. Because God's been preserving us. The word of God keep you. Amen. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. So watch this. We're in this package of salvation. And these are the benefits of the salvation. Amen. We're saved, we heal, we're preserved, soundness and deliverance. See, you need all that to be manifested. Some of us got it and don't know how to turn it on. So now we carrying stuff that we don't have to. I'm delivered. I just got to act delivered. Put that down. Quit going over there. Watch your mouth. But see, if I don't act like it, I can never possess what grace gave me. So now I need to be healed. You think everybody else don't go do what you're doing? They done got developed to not do it. That's all that is. They ain't got no more Jesus than you got. They ain't got no more Holy Ghost than you got. They just been developed. And the devil done persuaded them. And they tired of getting their head cracked. They tired of losing all their stuff. So they made a quality decision. I don't do that no more. Well, they make you think they real spiritual. No, that ain't what it is. But now watch this. See, the atonement is to pay for the wrong that's done by divine sacrifice. See, Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God. He paid for your sins. Amen. He paid for your deliverance. It's called suso. That's the Greek word for it. It's salvation. All that came with your package. You just opened up one and ran and left all the other ones on the table. You never went back and looked at the deliverance package. Soundness of mind. You know, you ever had to come back to your right mind? Have you ever lost your mind? Over there doing something you know you ain't got no business doing. The Bible said the prodigal son said, when I came to myself, the Bible said that Jesus healed the man and he was sitting there in his right mind. Oh, you can lose your mind around here. You can still come to church, but you done lost your mind. Because it's the life you got after you leave church. So now we understand that we got the healing. See, but now there's at least 3 types of sickness that we're going to deal with. Because Jesus said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. And sickness and diseases I take away from you. So sickness and disease. There's some folks that got some diseases that ain't in the sickness book. Oh, come on, church. You got some folks that got some diseases. Then you got some folks that got some sicknesses that ain't no disease. That ain't in the medical book you over there mess with them little kids. I'm not the one. I'm going to preach the devil out. See, the devil need to know you on good. I told you this is a no devil territory. I'm going to get a sign and put out there. No devil with that big line, red line. See, because you got to let the devil know you on a no devil ground here. You can't keep running in my life and through my life, through my children's life. With all that sickness. Some of that stuff folks doing is sick. You pass certain levels and you don't went off into sickness. Because see, sin is progressive. You started out just chilling. What's up? You know what I'm saying? Now when they look at you, hey, grab your babies and everything. Well, come on. Because that doctor's sick. We done heard about him or her. Yeah, you know, it starts off. And society done played us so close because they done tapped into what you like. And the art of it is, I didn't tell you to do it. You did it. You're in 2 Kings. You thought I didn't know where I was, didn't you? 2 Kings chapter 2. Glory be to God. God say, I'm the God that healeth you. Some of our sicknesses, there's three types: physical, spiritual, and emotional. Some of us are emotionally sick. You know, you done been through a whole lot. Nobody know it because you comb your hair real good. You sit up and you fix yourself up good. Even got on the best smelling perfume and cologne. But we emotionally sick, disturbed, unbalanced. Because you don't understand what I'm going through when I go back home. What I want to do, what I want to be, and I can't be. What I see everybody else being, and because of Kadesh Barnea, I done missed some opportunities. I'm hurting, and I'm emotionally struggling because I know I'm 3-4 turns behind. That's supposed to be me over there. And now I got to sit up here every day and look at you and watch that and deal with my emotions that you can't see. See, the worst bug you're going to see in the little ant family is the termite. Because he eat from the inside out. See, some folks being ate up inside. They can't even shout. They want to, they hollering inside, but they can't make no noise. Because it's going to tell on them. God say, oh, come on, somebody. God say, I'm your healer. See, only God can heal us like that, y'all. That's, you don't come to church because I sound good or what corner is on or how many people up in here. I come because you know the Lord. I need the healer. I need God to be God in my life. Because my issues go past your little education and, well, what you experience. Oh, I've done that before. Man, sit down. Because you don't understand how deep mine is. I've been up in here for almost 15 years holding on, hiding out. Couldn't tell nobody. Is I'm here about helping anybody. God say, I'm your healer. But watch the text now. Watch the text. 2 Kings chapter 2. Are you there? Verse 21. Now y'all know this story. I like to use the Bible. I love to use the Bible. I need to use the Bible. I don't use nothing else but the Bible. Is that all right? But 2 Kings chapter 2. Verse 21. Now we can all preach the story about Elisha and Elijah. And if I had more time, I'd go back there and walk down that trail with you and really find out what happened to the double portion anointing. Right. Yeah, because everybody want to be somebody. Just give me what you got. Put it on me twice. Hit me twice. He said, but quit that out, baby. He said, but see, now listen here. See, Melvin, I got to make this thing right, man. But see, the double portion anointing wasn't really what you thought it was. Because see, can you go through what I've been through? Yeah, I know I look good now, doggone it. But was you there back in 62? No, it wasn't that long. But was you there back then when I was going? I paid for this anointing. Yeah, no, touch. Look here. I paid for this when I'm walking in. And the devil is a lie, you and your friends, if you think I'm finna give mine up because you don't understand how I got it, why I got it, and why you don't have it. Oh, somebody better hear me. You better quit trying to please everybody. Trying to make everybody equal. You ain't equal with me. I got 4 scars, 6 baby, and a dog in the back that won't bark. And you trying to tell me you equal with me. And I've been feeding all of them for the last 20-some years. God say, I brought you through for a purpose. You wonder, have you ever wondered why you still made it? You remember when you wanted to lose your mind? I'm talking about wanted to, not lost it. I want to get up. I'm gone. But God wouldn't let you go because he had a promise for you. Y'all better talk to me. God say, I knew you wanted to quit. You even had a right to quit. But I ain't quit on you. Stay in there with me now. You stayed in there for all the reasons you wanted to stay. But now you're staying there for what I want to do. I got a plan for you. Yeah, you want to quit just because you ain't happy. I wasn't happy with you all them years. And I didn't quit on you. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. That's in the double portion anointing. Second Kings chapter 2. But now let's start with verse 20:19. And the men of the city said unto Elijah. Now Elijah done came down, he done walked in this thing now. He, you know what I'm saying? The double portion anointing is, you know what I'm saying, up on him for whatever it's worth like that. Because when you grow up, you realize I don't need a whole lot of stuff you begging for right now. I just ain't grown up. See, kids think they need everything. Give me that, give me that, give me that. When you get older and you get down to business, some of that stuff not even important no more. It's not even worth chasing. No, you let them have that. That ain't going nowhere, no way. And the men of the city said unto Elijah, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the waters is naught, and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new cruse, and put what? Trust God, he got you. God said, bring me a new cruse. What's a cruse? A jar, a vessel, a pot, another container. He said, I'm putting you in a new cruse. You got to let God talk to you. He said, bring me in a new cruse. The pot you got is cracked. Bring me a new cruse and put some salt in it this time. Help me somebody. I'm going to keep some of y'all. I told you I'm your healer. You know what you thought was going to kill you? I got you. What you thought, oh, come on, church. Even what you don't like, I got you. It ain't going to hurt you. Eat it. And eat all of it. Oh, y'all, if I'm talking to anybody, just say amen. Because see, listen, this is the Lord doing. How can you go in? I said, God, how can you even? I'm not even that intelligent to be able to see this deep unless you talk to me. And you won't talk to me unless you got a cause. It's for the people's sake. Talk to me for the people's sake, God. Because it's in here. But you got to stay in here. All right, all right. Verse 21. And he went forth unto the springs of the water. No, let's go back. Let's go back. Because I don't want to miss nothing. Verse 19. The beast stanza. He says, but the waters is naught and the ground barren. See, when your water is naught, your ground is. You ever been in a barren land? A barren ground? A barren season? Well, I'm talking about ain't nothing happening. The most gonna happen is I'm maintained. And I'm asking, how long? Because I can't go long like this, Lord. Ain't no water. And he says that the ground was barren, verse 20. And he said, bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he went forth unto the spring of waters and cast the salt in there and said, what? If you can get some salt to your barren situation, I'm the God that healeth thee. I take sickness and disease. See, I need to get some salt to my barren, to my money problem. Speak the word to my children. I need to get some salt that's going to preserve it. Watch this. Now, preserve it didn't change it. Some stuff ain't going to change right now. I just need to preserve it until you change. Oh, church. I'm looking for Jesus, y'all. I'm not looking for entertainment. I'm not looking. Why? And I told, listen here, trust me. And this is me, your pastor. I'm not looking for no word. I don't need nobody to give me no word. I got a word. You got folks walking around going everywhere trying to get a word. Why don't you go in your back room and shut the door? Open up your Bible and you'll get a word. And watch this. You can't speak no word over me that God have not already spoken. If God ain't spoken it, it ain't coming to pass. No way. It has to be already the will. You're not going to be the first one he tell about what he going to do to me. He going to tell me. Church. See, we get so caught up because we lazy. I love you. But you got, it works if you work it. You got to put your work in. The reason why we got folks running around trying to get a word, because I won't go in there and get one on my own. So I'm looking for you to give me one. I can't even prove your word. And then, by the order of God, God said, I'll give you pastors after my own heart that's going to feed you according to the knowledge of God. Yeah. If you got a pastor, God, if he's going to speak to anybody, he's going to speak to the one he ordained to speak through. You can't come and get my kids and tell my kids to go to the mall with you without asking me. I don't care what you're going to buy them. They can't go unless I tell them to go. They 9 years old, got in the car with you because you told them you're going to buy them something. What is that? That's a setup by the devil. Come talk to the father or the mother of the house. Get permission to take the child. All right, get back to the text. Verse 21, he said, and he went forth unto the springs of the water and cast salt therein and said, thus said the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from this any more death nor barren land. Once you put the salt of God back on the, your waters can be healed and your barrenness is over because it's in the salt of the word. The reason we're not getting our results is because we don't have the word. And the word is only giving you what it promised you by the grace. Grace already promised you healing. Grace promised you deliverance. Grace promised you soundness of mind. But I got to get the word to get the grace out the word. We got to get back into, we live in here. Man shall live by not by bread alone, but by every that proceeded. Proceeded means it came out already. It ain't nothing you've made happen. It's already what's happening. The more you get in your word, the more you see what God provided, and the more you start to look like having and doing everything God said you can do. We got some anointed folks up in here and they hiding behind or without the word. And they frustrated and bitter because I can't get the manifestation of my coming. I'm coming, but I can't get nothing out of it. Why? Because I ain't got in it. You came through the door, but you ain't got in the. You got to get in. Can't nobody else get you in. Where is your word? Well, my mom prayed for me. She sleep. Who praying for you now? You got to get your own word. Young adults, the more sooner you get in this, your future becomes bright. You won't even know where you're going and how fast he'll get you there. And watch this for us older saints. God say, I'm going to redeem the time. You know, some of us 4 or 5 steps behind. And I'm discouraged and bitter because I don't want to get in it because I don't see it's going to help me. I'm too far behind. God said, I redeemed the time. Listen here. I do a quantum leap on you. You was here last week, and in another 3 weeks, you way up here. They like, how you get up? Favor ain't fair, is it, baby? God said, if you get in your word, I do a quantum leap because I've already promised you this. You're not doing nothing special, and I'm not giving you nothing that you didn't. You just catching up with what's already yours. And the more time you commit to it, the faster I get about it. You know, I look here and say, be about it. I'm about it. God said, I'm about it too. If you about it, what about it? Come on. We got folks that really ain't about it. You just talk good. You know, when we're back on the street, you sound good, baby, until about 10:30. After 10:30, they about it. You just sound like you was about it. Now you trying to get to the house. You want to run in and hide. Now this is how we do it now. You should have heard it earlier. God said, I'm about it. Is anybody here about it? About it. God said, if you get in it, I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. I'll heal you. I'll deliver you. I'll put you back in your right mind. See, you don't have to pretend like your mind right. Fragile. If anybody blow or shut the door, you through. You know, they hear the door slam. Because inside I'm broken up. I need God to restore. Come on, church. I've been going through and don't nobody know it. God said, I want to give you a sound mind. Y'all, give the Lord a hand of praise. God says, I'm going to heal you. God says, I'm going to heal you. Look at Isaiah chapter 53. I know y'all, my wife threatened me. She said, baby, you just began so many scriptures. And how else they going to learn if you don't give them no word? I don't want you just to be taking my conversation. And now you ain't even trained or used to opening your Bible. You just used to me saying something. And it sound good, you excited. Now you got to open up that Bible. Get used to that. You looking for Jesus. You ain't looking for me. It's all about him. Once you get in that Bible, he start talking to you. Look at Isaiah chapter 55. Excuse me, 53. See, this is a revelation of a difference. God said, I'm not doing nothing new. All y'all waiting on me, you'll be sitting there till I come. I'm not doing nothing new. I done what I told you I'm going to do. It's already written. You got to find out what I done. You waiting on me to do like I ain't never done nothing. Don't start that now. All right. I already done it. I don't know nothing about that. Already done it. I'm waiting on the Lord. You ain't waiting on the Lord. Cut that out.